What's good, everybody? It's your girl Naima B, your Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dreams. So I just want to talk about the power of relationships and the power of where a relationship can be. So I literally have been in several relationships, and it's so funny. My dad pointed it out. Of course he would, right? So I'm, you know, talking to somebody or whatever, and my dad, he's just like, well, okay, so let me tell you, like, something happened and I didn't like it. So my dad was just like, you know what, Naima? You don't like anything. Like, you have to bend a little. Like, you have to, like, even if you don't like it, let the person know you don't like it. Don't just necessarily, like, leave the situation because it doesn't help. Like, you have to work with a person. You have to compromise with a person. And I was like, but daddy, but, and then my dad was just like, and a lot of times that comes from independent women, women who have their own stuff, women who at the end of the day can go to their own crib, got their own car, pay their own bills. Like, independent women come in so many different forms, and it's just kind of like a lot of independent women such as myself don't put up with the shit from men. And it's the little things, because it'd be like, oh, but I think it actually goes back to our self-talk. The salon talk, the chat of niggas ain't no good, all niggas ain't no good. If that's your mindset, if that is what you are consistently saying every single day, yeah, you're gonna, like, the only thing is you're gonna bring about that energy to believe it is true. And literally, yeah, he could come to you with a hiccup and automatically you're gonna think, no, false alert. Let me keep on. If you anything like me, you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, you just gotta be really, 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 really careful and know that everything in the beginning of a relationship is not going to be 100%. You are going to have to get to know the person, get to know their personalities, and do better next time. Try better next time. A lot of the times, it could just be a lack of communication. You two never really, really communicated on what you really wanted outside of the relationship. Out of the relationship. So that just goes back to my point. I was like, you know what, Dad? Yes, you are right. I am an independent woman. And I do not tolerate any kind of sign that I see as bullshit. Now, let's go ahead and talk about signs. And it could be a petty example. And it could be an example like this. Oh, he said, meet me here at this time, but now he gotta meet me here at this time. So I'm just like, oh, so what's going on, nigga, that you gotta meet me at another time, nigga? I be like, what's good, nigga? Like, tell me what you really wanna tell me, nigga, you know? You know what I'm saying? Why you gotta meet me here? Why can't we go? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you start automatically thinking, hey, yo, women do it all the time, yo. Somebody say church. Yo, women do it all the time. It could be the littlest thing, and we think the nigga is just doing this. And yo, let me tell you, but you know what it stemmed from? It stemmed from everything that I see around me. It stemmed from the music that we listen to. It stemmed from our own family members and friends. yo, I'm not putting nobody under the bus because nobody know nobody that I know. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I live in Atlanta. I know everybody from New York. I'm in several different memberships and clubs and everything like that. So nobody could point and say, she talking about this person. And if you're new to my channel, welcome to the Naima B Show. Whenever I say it means et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? So my nigga gonna tell me, my friend. So I really gotta, cause I don't know. I'm not dating nobody or whatever. When I say my nigga, I'm actually really talking about my nigga, like my homeboy, but I'll just say my homeboy. I'm talking to my homeboy. He dropping me off at the, you know what I mean? The airport. We talking, we parlaying. He tell me, he telling me, oh yeah, Naima, you living your best life and all of that stuff like that. You know, I love you. You, if you listening, you know what I'm saying? And we ain't disclosing no names because it don't matter what your name is. But it just, I think it's just the heart of the issue of it all. So of what I want to explain about relationships, I'm getting somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. Please listen to the story. Please listen to the story. So he's telling me, and every time I give stories, I do want y'all to know that these are real stories. So he's telling me, oh yeah, you killing it, you killing the game. Da, da, da. I'm like, yo, you got everything that I want. I want a husband and kids and a family. Like, I've desired that for years. Like, that's what I've always wanted, you know? And he's just, and I'm like, you have that? He was like, yeah, well, I really didn't even want to marry her. I'm like, what? I'm like, yo, my nigga, why would you marry somebody who you really don't want to be with? I do not understand. If you don't want to be with her, don't marry her. And then, yo, you know what? Yo, so here go the story. He's like, yeah, my parents made me or whatever be with her. They made me marry her. And you know what I'm saying? And I'm just kind of like, damn, because of the baby. So I bet. So your parents made you marry her because of the baby. And I'm just kind of like, yo, that's crazy because I'm not that pressed. Like, my dad could never make me marry somebody. You know? Like, I'm never going to marry somebody just because I have a child with this person. That's never going to be a forced thing. I mean, it's just kind of like, you can't even blame your parents on you deciding to marry this woman. Like, as you really wanted to marry her. But anyways, he's saying he didn't really want to marry her and cheating on her with 10 different women. He confessed to me. He was cheating on her with 10 different women. Of course, it's neighborhood friends and, you know what I'm saying, people who, I guess, past ex-relationship girls and all of that kind of stuff like that. But at the same time, it's like, yo, my nigga, like, that is wrong. I bet. So you doing all this cheating, right? Let's go back to the wife. You don't know. You don't know that your man is cheating on you? Like, do you not know? Or do you stay in the relationship for the sake of the children? And you don't ever want your child to go through what you've been through as a child? Like, it stems from generation to generation to generation to generation. That's why, in the beginning of a relationship, it is very important to communicate with the person exactly what you're looking for. And exactly what you don't mind compromising with them about. I don't think there's nothing wrong with telling somebody, you know what, I don't really go for this, but you know, you like it, so I don't mind putting on the jerseys, and you know what I mean? You love the Bears, so I guess I love the Bears too, so I don't mind playing, you know what I mean? And I mean, yes, it could be that small of a compromise, because that's what I'm thinking, because I'm not into sports. So if my guy was totally into sports, I would, like, let's just say if he was a Falcons fan, you know, I put the jersey on, baby. Ew. What you want mama to do? You want me to wear a jersey? Okay, I got you. Let me put this jersey on. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I put a jersey on for my man. So I think it's just really, really important that we just be open about and expressive about what we are willing to compromise in our relationships. So, you know, and back to like what my dad was saying and everything like that, I have not been serious. And me and my dad are very, very close. So let me explain that much to you guys. Me and my dad, we talk about every single thing on the planet of the universe, okay? There's nothing that I hide from him, and there is nothing that he hides from me. So because we have such a really, really close relationship, we talk, you know, back and forth about everything. And his thing to me was like, Naima, since I've been out of jail for the past 8 years, you have told me about over 50 niggas. And I mean, that ain't 100% true. It ain't been no 50 niggas, but I've told him about a lot of men who I, okay, so if I even bring your ass up, I talk to my dad about Mike Bless. I'll talk about that in another podcast. For those of you who are watching the show, me and Mike Bless met, and that's all I will say for now. We have actually, yeah, that's it. That's all I'm gonna say. Yup, that's all that I am gonna say, because, and yeah, so right. So my dad knows about him. So I've spoken to a lot of men. I met a lot of men online. I've met a lot of men in the streets. I've met a lot of men in Walmart, in the gyms. I'm a beautiful, attractive female. And it's, so that's nothing. You know what I mean? So I just don't want nobody to think anything else other than what that is. I have definitely mentioned men to my daddy, but that's pretty much it. But anyways, I want to be on that show. I really do want to be on that show. I don't even know what it's called. Jesus Christ. I don't know what it's called, but it's a show here in Atlanta. And I have seen it. I don't have cable and I don't watch television, so that's the literally only reason why I have not seen this show. But, and I've never, you know, really been into TV, just period. That's just not me. I'm far removed. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't even, like, the whole R. Kelly story, it went viral. So I just saw people talking about it. So I said, hey, girl, pull up the show and let's, like, that's the only reason why I'm even doing this podcast about this R. Kelly show. And it's looking like my ratings for the whole R. Kelly thing is huge. But I guess people want to talk about day-to-day things, and people want to talk about like what's really going on. So I don't mind talking about what's really going on. So I don't mind doing segments on like big stories, but the time is that I have to take out to look for the story is just kind of like, if I'm talking about it, then it's a big story, period. And it just means something to me. So back to the whole show. I think it's called, it's irking me. For the Love. I believe it's For the Love. Nephew Tommy. I actually worked close with Nephew Tommy years ago with Tommy from Martin. He was having this television show called Boulevard West. And I was the hairstylist and makeup artist on the set. So I worked close with him. I actually sent him a DM and asked him, hey, I would love to be on the show, you know, but I didn't get anything back from him. And Mike Bless, like I was going to say, might as well. I mean, he no need to hide it. I actually got back in contact with him and I was just like, hey, congratulations on being a contestant on the show. Can you let me know when the next one is going to premiere? And he said back to me in the text message, hey, how's it going? They'll announce it on the last reunion or whatever. And I was just like, oh, okay, cool. So that was what was spoken between the two of us. And that's pretty much it that I'm going to say. And yeah, so I would love to be on that show, you know, if I don't be booed up, cuffed up before then. But yeah, back to relationships and just figuring what that looks like. I believe that my dad, I say to my dad, well, Dad, I am an independent woman. Why do I have to bend and break? Why do I have to? And my father said, because you are putting two complete different mindsets together. And then I fell out. Like, you know, in my mind, it made complete sense. My dad was like, you're putting the X chromosome together and a Y chromosome together to bring life in. To bring life, you're putting two different minds together. One might be a grew up Catholic, one might grew up Baptist, one might grew up this, one might grew up that, one might come from the hood, one might this, one might be black, one might be white, one might be this, one might be that. But what do you do when you really, really genuinely like this person? What do you do when you really, really, really think that you want to take this thing to the next level? You have to bend, you have to break in order to clear your mind and change your mind and create a new mindset. Is you got to get out with the old. You got to communicate, you know what, this didn't work and that didn't work, but I want this to work between us, so let's work together, let's change our mindsets. You cannot be with an individual without changing your own mindset. It's impossible. You have to be willing to bend. You have to be willing to break on both sides of the coin. This isn't a one conversation thing. This isn't you struggling and dealing with it all by yourself. All right, let's go back to the whole R. Kelly thing, since this is the latest and the greatest news, right? Let's go back to the whole R. Kelly thing. The wife, all right? I'm going to talk about the wife. Let's talk about the wife, all right? When was he ever bending and breaking for her? She was doing all the bending and breaking and not communicating how she feels. What she ended up doing was knocking on the door and saying, can I please come out? Daddy? He made him call him daddy. Can I please come out, daddy, and get something to drink? Oh, yeah. Come on out. This is what he said to her. Oh, yeah. Come on out. What kind of relationship is that? You are not letting him know how you feel. And if you are and he's rejecting you, then he is not the one for you. But you suffer for 15 years and now you ain't getting no clout. Now you realizing that you are nowhere close to Kim Kardashian and who else? Who else made it big by rotten niggas? Who else? Who else made it big by rotten niggas? Who else? Y'all out here playing on a damn television screen talking about he did this to me. He did. Bitch, you let him do that to you. Stop playing. Stop playing with people. Stop playing with humans. Stop playing with humans. That's the message of the day. Stop playing with humans. Y'all playing in these relationships. You know for a fact that you don't want to be with this man. You know for a fact you just want the clout. You know you for a fact. You know what you want in this relationship. But you ain't saying nothing. You're not saying nothing. But the moment that something happened to you, the moment you not benefiting no more, ain't nothing. You know what I heard? I ain't never been married before. But ain't nothing worse than a divorcee, a mad divorcee. Ain't nothing wrong with a... Ooh, ain't nothing worse. Nothing worse. Nothing in the world worse than a mad divorcee. Nothing. Nothing in the world worse. It's a shame. It's a sin and a shame. You know? So, I just realized that it takes two to say I want to be in a relationship with you. I want you to be my husband. I want you to be my wife. So what do I need to do to accept you the way that you are? What do I need to do? What do I need to do to accept you the way that you are? How can I love you? How can we love each other? How can we love each other better? Relationships are supposed to express your true self. The selfishness, it just makes you aware. It really, really makes you aware of your true self. And in my true self, I will definitely say that, yes, I haven't been or broken. Because I feel like I have so much, and I feel like I am worth so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's just kind of like, I always felt like I could find somebody better. I think, for me. You know what I mean? I think I was always like, I could find somebody way better. Like, nah. Let me find. And I believe that there is a point of time where you have to really be like, okay, let me rationalize this. Is it all 50 guys that like my, you know what I mean? Is it all of them? Or could any of them, could an inkling of this be me? Could it be a possibility that a small portion of this could be me? And that's where I'm at right now. And I just want to help anybody else that I can. Like, we could bend a little bit and break a little bit as far as what the compromises are. Now, I'm sorry. If the nigga is selling dope and and your life is in danger and stuff like that, and you know what I mean? They might pull you over because you got 50 ounces. That's something different. Sis, not that sis. Not like that. Nah. I'm talking about little things, you know, little things that may not mean that much. But that's my time, y'all. I love y'all. I love these podcasts. These are so awesome and amazing. Well, alrighty, I'll talk to you guys later. Love you all. Bye. I hope you enjoyed the show.